Stupid. Welcome to Last Call Garage, Season 6, Episode 7. I'm Aaron.
I'm Arvind.
I'm Wayne.
And I'm Ed.
Nice. Just the four of us.
Yeah.
Like the song goes,
just the four of us.
That's right.
Oh, it's times two. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's actually the square root of four of us.
I don't even know how to respond to that. I don't want to do math on a Friday night.
It sounds right.
Yeah.
It sounds right. Yeah.
You're going to notice that Sammy's not here. Listeners at home, viewers, if you can watch us for some reason, pour one out for Sammy.
Why? Hold up, because you came out hella strong with that.
Oh, our gallbladder deficient friend.
Yes. He's about to lose something inside of him.
He's about to give birth to a gallbladder.
Yeah. He said I could keep it, so I'm excited for that.
Is that the placenta? You could eat it?
Yeah, I'm sure you could eat it. Just got to slow cook it.
Have you ever tried a gallbladder of a cow?
Nah.
Do they have gallbladders?
I'm sure they're mammals, right?
Do all mammals have gallbladders?
You know what, Wayne, can you Google this? Wayne's fighting a cat right now, so...
Ed, how has your week / month been?
Great. Time off, you know what I'm saying? Freaking taking this time to work on myself. but minorly.
Majorly.
Not all map up. Rat, pigeon, and horse. Okay.
It's
I didn't realize pigeons were mammals.
It's for my mental health, for sure.
Yeah.
Working on that.
She does not like to be grabbed.
Working new,
just letting you know.
Looking for new jobs too. So.
Opportunity will come.
Yeah. If you guys are hiring, please let me know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the same way too. Don't worry.
But yeah, I've just been playing the new Jedi Survivor game.
Oh, how is that?
I beat it yesterday on May 4th.
Didn't it just come out like a week ago?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Took my sweet time, to be honest.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll be at like 2 a.m. in the morning. I'm like, this is the last mission. Fuck.
2 a.m. I'm for sure in my bed, dude. I can't remember the last time I was up at 2 a.m. in the morning. I don't look forward to it either.
Yeah, I know what we're doing tonight.
Nope.
That's average for me, dude.
2 in the morning, hell no.
It was a great game. I did play on PC, so I ran into a couple issues. Game crashed a lot, but it didn't take me out of the experience.
Boom gang over here.
Boom gang.
No, literally.
Oh no, no, don't eat that. Freaking cats, man.
Yeah, smelling our shoes.
They're licking it, dude.
I don't know what it is about Wayne's feet.
Yeah. That Taiwanese feet is crazy.
Yeah, bro. They're smelling the freedom. Okay, I guess my feet is crazy too.
Arvin, how was your week?
My week was good. I had an emergency at work, so I texted my manager, whose name is
Redacted.
Redacted, right? Who happens to share the same name as our friend Samir. His name is also Redacted. So I texted Redacted this Thursday morning.
Yeah.
And I said, "Hey, manager, man, I'm gonna be late to work, or I'm gonna come in early to work because I'm having issues and I need to support this." I get a message from brother, and he said the seaplane's leaving at 17:30, and I was just like, "What?" Then I realized my mistake. So you know what, guys, make sure you get a good night's sleep in.
Oh, you texted the wrong guy.
I texted the wrong guy.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. You know, I read the message like, "Whoa,
that's funny."
Yeah.
Like seaplane. I was like, "What?"
Yeah, it was just like, "Wait, seaplane?
Samir has a seaplane?"
Hey, yo. I didn't know this work trip was going to be this fun. And I signed up for a gym membership today.
Where at?
Fitness 19. I'm going to get my gym on, guys.
Are you going to do cardio?
Nah.
Trying to get bulky? What's up?
I'm trying to look like Michael Phelps, I guess.
Be like a Bollywood fucking...
Exactly. I want to look...
RRR.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really good...
I still haven't seen it. Is it worth it?
Yeah.
It's like so over the top.
When they won in the...
Oscars?
Yeah. I just saw a meme. It's like, when seals see each other. RRR.
RRR.
It was just so many times that they said it.
That's hella funny.
I like
I just remember the theme song was like really catchy.
Yeah.
The soundtrack.
I've heard the song too. They can dance. But yeah, I mean, I lead a pretty boring life, so that's it. I mean, the best thing that's happened to me is this fucking shirt.
Nice.
Yes. It's my car.
Nice shirt, dude.
Thank you.
Why are you wet?
It's because I'm excited.
Condensation from a can.
Aaron, how has your life been so far?
It's decent. Some trouble at work, but we're managing, and some exciting opportunities in the future that I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I went to Oahu, or Hawaii. Yeah,
that's right.
And
how's,
like,
the weather?
Oahu and Waikiki is definitely not like other islands.
No.
And I'm still financially recovering from that trip.
Dude, Hawaii gets expensive if you don't eat fucking 7-Eleven every day.
Yeah. Yeah, which, but the food was great. That was the highlight of the fucking trip.
You like poke?
I like poke, but my stomach does not.
Oh, raw fish?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But,
Hawaiian barbecue, though.
Huli huli.
Yes.
Just call it barbecue in Hawaii.
Yeah. That's it for me, really. Been watching a lot of sports, so.
Sports, good.
Playoffs.
Playoff hockey.
Biscuit.
Also NBA, but you don't watch NBA.
I don't really keep up with NBA. I mean, I'll watch it in the background, but
Warriors in 5, baby.
There's no passion.
I was going to say Warriors in 8, but yeah.
8?
Yeah.
They'll make it happen.
They'll make it happen, bro.
You guys want to watch
7,
basketball?
Bro. 7.
I know. They'll make it happen.
They'll make it happen, bro.
There'll be a run differential or a point differential. Is that a thing?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know sport. I don't know basketball, bro. I've played fantasy basketball for like 5 years
it's
now.
It's not like cricket where they continue the game.
There's no clock on this thing. It's baseball.
Now there is a clock.
Now there is a clock. It's the first time in
fucking
300 years.
Games are going, what, 2.5 hours now?
Yeah, they're much, much faster. Yeah.
That's boring.
No, actually, there's more. Because there's some cool new rules that they introduced, too. The bases are bigger. You have limited amount of timeouts. And what's the other one? Oh, the way that the defense, the infield.
You have less time to get drunk.
Yeah, you do, actually.
And that's why it's boring.
Because they, what, last call?
But they opened up.
Seventh inning, right?
So instead of the seventh inning, where they. They extended it after seventh inning, so.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wayne, how about you?
I don't think anything happened this week for me.
Besides, so like two R8s.
No, those R8s were like, no, those R8s are not here yet. I found out that a customer that I sold an R8 to that in SoCal, I guess there was a robbery with a guy.
Damn.
And his car got sideswiped.
Mm.
So you can see his video on YouTube. It's kind of funny.
Damn.
Yeah.
Do you still have the license plate frame for Audi of Audi Fremont?
I don't know if he has it or not. Yeah. But video's on YouTube. And he said he wants another one.
Nice.
Nice.
But the good luck finding another one.
Place the whole car. Fuck it.
I mean, you should take the old R8, use it.
You're already used to paint defects, right?
You got a car back, right?
Extraneous damage.
We can go to Copart. Find this car.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, engine swap.
God.
V10.
Yeah.
Was the V10 one?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, put it in the S4.
No, put it in the A3.
Oh, fuck.
Put my LS.
Oh. Then put the LS motor in the A3.
That's true. Yeah. It'll work out.
Yeah.
It's bolt-on, right?
Make it a drift car.
Yeah. Wait. Big brain here. Then we put the A3 motor in the S4.
Downgrade?
No, put it in the back. Dual motor.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You need another transmission, though.
We'll figure it out.
Nah, don't worry about that.
That sounds like a lot of maths.
It's just straight motor to the wheels, bro. Ratios.
Ratio. I wanted to talk about something cool that happened to me. So I didn't say it during my update. But I wanted to surprise my wife with a bath.
Oh, yeah.
Bubbly.
And I ordered some bath bombs. For that day, I cleaned the bathtub. So I dedicated like a good 30 to 40 minutes.
Just did you use that comment? What's up?
Nah, dude. I used Fabuloso. Bubbles.
Yeah, this is a Fabuloso.
Scrubbing bubbles. Okay. And then after I hit it with, do you know the pink stuff? That's literally what it's called.
It's like the orange, fast orange?
It's like clay based.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Very natural.
Homeowner shit.
And, you know, put some candles on for her. Yeah. I was like, let me know when you're outside when I can pick you up. Because I want to make sure that the water stayed, you know, pretty warm.
Yeah.
And I let her know. I was like, hey, I need help with the toilet. So whatever you're doing, you know, just come to the bathroom real quick. And she freaked the hell out because there's like steam everywhere. She thought it was like on fire.
Toilet on fire.
And then she drew a bath for me afterward, after she was done. And I was like, I haven't taken a bath since maybe I was 7?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe younger than that. And it was amazing. Recommend it. Highly recommend it.
Just something about being surrounded by warm water.
What was your setup?
I had a lavender bath bomb.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, setup. Thank you, Ed. I had my iPad watching playoff hockey.
Did you have a table for the iPad? No.
No, no. It was
you
just
were raw dogging the iPad.
No. It was just the bathtub.
Damn.
The thickness of the bathtub lended itself where I can keep the iPad on it. And then I had just a high noon drink in my Yeti, so it stayed cool as it was hella hot.
Does it float in the bath?
The Yeti? Yeah. No. I was just holding on to it.
Yeah, you got playoffs on. You got drinking your hand.
Yeah, that shit was
lavender.
Tight. Yup.
Yeah, some.
I stayed there for like damn near 30 minutes.
You got pruned up?
Yeah.
Nice.
I did. Toes for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Was your dick making a little island?
Yeah, well, it doesn't like. It wasn't very
floaty,
lathery. It was more of like the color.
Oh,
yeah. She got the nicer bath bomb.
That light purple.
Yeah, it just looked like pink purple water in my dick coming out.
Did it have sparkles?
Did not. No.
Ah.
No, I don't like sparkles.
Sparkly dick.
Hey, check this out. A disco ball.
Yeah, but I don't remember the last time I had a bath.
It's cool. I recommend it.
Do you consider an onsen a bath?
A what?
Onsen, like the Japanese bath. Yeah, go there and fucking clean yourself in the shower, then hop into a hot bath.
A little towel
it's
on
a
your head.
Too.
I guess so.
I
yeah.
I think I'll a special one because I have tattoos. Because you can't have tattoos in onsens over there.
Huh.
So last time, you consider that a bath, I was... What, 2018?
Mm.
5 years ago.
That was weird. Public bath? That's fucking weird, to be honest. Bunch of wrinkly old men.
Yeah.
If you think the locker room and gyms are bad, onsen is...
All I see is just old guys' dicks, man, I swear.
They hang low.
They're just like, fuck it.
I was like, is that your balls? What the fuck?
Would you ever, you know, do that? Hanging?
Not in the gym, no. But maybe if it was like... More private setting, yeah. Like among other people that like, hey, don't look at my dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. I think I would hang dong in a gym. If there's a bunch of old
dudes. You look like the type of guy that would hang dong in a gym.
Yeah. If there's a bunch of old dudes, you're comfortable, fucking I'm comfortable.
This is what you have to look forward to.
Yeah.
At your new gym, bro.
Excited. Hey bro, got a dong sesh real quick.
Dongle sesh.
Dongle sesh.
Yeah. Maybe I should draw a bath one time.
Do you have a bath at home?
Yeah.
Like a bathtub?
Get some Epsom salts.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. That's the next one I'm going to do, actually.
Is that supposed to help with your joints or something, right?
Muscles.
Muscles.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of that, but shit.
Yeah, it's like they're there. But I want to do...
It's my first time fucking having a Burger King taco.
What's your...
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I'd definitely put it above Jack in the Box.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck
it's
Jack.
It's more meatier.
Yeah, and then the cheese really adds an air of elegance.
All you can taste is the cheese, though. You can't taste the meat.
Really?
That American cheese is hella strong.
Oh, that's true.
But I definitely would love a dip, like a cheese dip, instead of cheese inside.
But how's the hot sauce?
Hot sauce covers everything, too. I use Tabasco.
Jack in the Box hot sauce is pretty good with tacos.
I dipped that shit in ranch, bro. The Burbank Ranch.
Oh,
you guys never did that?
I don't like ranch. Like, I just can't fuck.
Weird, like Samir, you don't like cream.
I mean, I like cream, but I just don't like ranch. Ranch makes me mad.
What'd it do to you?
I don't know. I taste it. I'm just kidding. Like, there are things that I realize make me mad. Like, neroli, the smell.
Yeah.
He just sees red.
I just see
what's
red, dude.
What's neroli?
It's like a orange blossom, I think.
Mm-hmm. You don't like orange blossom?
Nah. I don't like the smell. Like, I get aggravated.
Citrus? You don't like the smell of citrus?
I like the smell of citrus. Like, oranges, I like the smell of, but not the flower itself.
Oh.
Yeah. It makes me want to fight.
You don't like floral citrus?
Yeah, I guess.
That's new.
Mm-hmm.
I love that shit.
Yeah.
Same.
It's just relaxing. Sometimes it can be too strong. It stinks in the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure after these tacos, I'm going to have to be on the toilet for a while.
Oh, you and me both.
Damn, bro. But American cheese is fine for my lactose.
Mm-hmm. It's because it's not really cheese.
Yeah.
It's plastic mostly.
But I like
that's why Americans are so fat.
Yeah.
I just bought fucking new wipes.
Mm-hmm.
They're mint scented. Like cooling.
Mint flavored.
Mint flavored. They're mint flavored wipes, bro. They're called dude wipes.
Nice. So where are you tasting the mint?
I think sometimes like you only wipe my ass, it fucking dribbles down to my gooch and my balls.
Mm-hmm. Dribbles down, okay.
And you know how your balls have like
Ying Yang Twins made a song about it.
You know how your balls have taste receptors?
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. So I think like I'm just like
wiping,
I'm just like
So have you ever eaten cotton at all?
No.
No, I picked that shit.
So you know what it tastes like because you essentially taste it all day wearing cotton, you know, Johns.
Wait a second.
Yeah. I'm saying, how the fuck do you have taste receptacles if you can't taste your underwear?
No, you guys don't remember that. Huh? People were like dipping their balls in soy sauce so they can taste it.
No, it's orange juice. It's,
whatever. Whatever's super strong tasting.
Toothpaste?
I would not rub toothpaste in balls.
Bro, they'd be clean.
Nair.
Nair. Oi, oi.
You just pour fucking mouthwash in your junk.
That'd be
Nair, dude? Nair? Why is my tongue burning? What the fuck?
Put some vodka in there.
Oh my god.
I don't even like the taste of vodka.
I don't think. Yeah. Vodka.
I really want to see if that is true, though.
I mean, you got soy sauce, Aaron?
I don't. No.
Okay.
I don't.
He does. I don't
have a lot of sodium shit here.
I know you have Tabasco.
Yeah.
I'm not putting
You're
Tabasco
not frying this shit in my house. Right?
Okay, I'll go outside.
This
problem.
This is a temple.
Temple to debauchery.
You just get fucking toilet paper and just put Tabasco on top. It's like a pad.
You just hear screaming in a window break because I'm jumping out.
I'd rather have it taste minty than fucking Tabasco, bro.
Oh, I like the spice. I think it'd be a fun experience.
It's just cinnamon. You know, I have cinnamon.
Put some
gum.
Curry.
Do you like cinnamon gum? I don't like cinnamon gum.
I like it.
Big Five? I hate that shit.
I don't like Big Five. Yeah, yeah. I do like the sports goods store, but not the...
like if you don't chew Big Five, then fuck you.
No, fuck you for chewing Big Five.
Yeah, actually, that is a more spicy cinnamon. I like more of a...
A mellow?
Mellow cinnamon.
Like, French toast?
That's a good... That would be a fun chewing gum, French toast cinnamon gum. Yeah.
A little yolky?
Yeah. A little Texas toasty?
Are you putting your balls in there?
I don't like that image of having bubblegum on my balls.
I had the image of French toast on my balls. Or my balls on French toast. That way, bro. I'm just there squatting on the fucking French toast.
Hey, would you ever put... Okay, for your eggs, what do you normally put as like a condiment?
It depends on how the eggs are prepared.
Okay, let's go scramble.
Mayo.
No,
I'm kidding.
I like Tabasco on scrambled eggs.
Okay.
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper, that's it. Have you ever put salt and pepper on a French toast?
Nah.
That's accidentally, fun. Yeah, because they're on the same plate as my bacon and my hash browns.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I still can't do that sweet and savory together deal.
I just figured because it's you essentially have eggs on a bread.
Yeah, covered in apple syrup.
Balsamic vinegar.
Hey, yo. On your eggs?
Huh?
Oh, shit.
That sounds kind of, you know, I'm going to try that.
Really?
Yeah.
You weren't joking. That sounds.
Nope.
I usually just put like the fucking Top Ramen
seasoning.
MSG on the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I've been doing lately. Be eating those cup of noodles.
Mm-hmm.
I crack two eggs in it with the broth and scramble it, microwave for 2-3 minutes. Egg souffle, hella good.
Egg souffle ramen.
It's so good, dude.
No, it's after you eat the noodles, right?
Yeah, after you eat the noodles.
I see, I see.
Trader Joe's.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's just hella good. I do it with the tonkatsu flavor, so mm-hmm. like a ramen flavor, like a real ramen.
The pork, yeah.
Yeah. That shit's hella good. Put a little green onion.
Trader Joe's has ketchup seasoning. It's like powder form.
Mm.
Yeah.
It just get trippy. Like a food dehydrator, put some ketchup in it. Problem
just
solved.
Like all risk chips.
Ultra, like ketchup chips?
Yeah.
I don't like those either.
That's just hella good.
I've never had them.
I tried it first time in Virginia. I think it's the East Coast thing or Midwest thing.
It's a definitely Canada thing, ketchup chips.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hey, stop fighting.
I kill a whole bag.
Jesus.
Family size.
Jesus. You know what? If the chip is good, like, I'll fucking put it's down... Lay's. I'll put down some, like, jalapeno chips all day, bro.
The kettle cook ones?
Dude, I'll take any. Like, Miss Vicky's? Fuck me up.
I almost said Aunt Vicky's.
Is it?
Vicky's.
Yeah, Miss Vicky's. Yeah.
I like Zaps.
Zaps.
Zaps fire. That's from...
New Orleans.
Yeah, but that's the one from Ike's, right?
Ike's has Zaps, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just like their voodoo one.
Yep, the black bag. Hell
yeah. Tim's.
Like Timberlands? Like
no, Horton. Tim's chips. They have a good jalapeno. It's usually pretty big too.
I've never had.
It's the same. It's the owner that.
Is it Whole Foods?
The Luau.
The Luau chips are fire.
Yeah, dude, those Tim's is the Tim's. Oh my god, Tim's is the producer of the Luau.
Deadass, YG
chips. Yeah.
Tisms.
Because it's Tim's the brand, not Tim's the person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I should try that. Where can I get those?
Target. There's some everywhere.
Interesting. Sweet Maui onion, also good chip.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't get through a family size pack of that.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Maui onion in general. Like
it's Maui was only the single.
Yeah. They're hella good. After a while, you're just like, I can't anymore.
It's a lot of onion.
It's
a lot of onion. But, you know, the girl on the bag's a baddie, and I do not want to let her down.
Did you have those in Hawaii? No.
No, I had shrimp chips.
Oh, hell yeah.
Spicy or regular?
If they had spicy, I would have gotten spicy.
Mm-hmm. You should get the Maui onion chips and use it as a base for your poke. You dip it.
Mm. That sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Textures.
Really I good. Do like that crunch and that soft. What's your go-to fish for poke? You know, there's like different fishes.
Salmon and tuna, the original.
Yeah.
I like a mix of both. Sometimes I just go straight salmon.
Mm.
Not a big fan of tuna by itself.
Interesting.
I know it's a big thing for like Japanese folks.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't.
I like tuna.
It's too irony for me.
Interesting.
Fatty tuna. Hell good.
Oh, yeah.
Hell expensive though. Rat wing?
Yeah, I usually just get tuna.
Hamachi.
Oh, yeah. Hamachi's good too.
I like a taco, octopus.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different texture. That's why.
Mm.
So like chewy, a little crispy. Yeah, snap to it.
We should go like deep sea fishing.
With what?
A boat.
With what?
Lungs?
Our hands.
Yeah, you know they have like you get a boat and go out into the water.
Charter boat.
Yeah, charter a boat. Get some
you
big
You guys get seasick?
I've never actually been on a boat for that long in the ocean. I wanna find out if I do.
Oh, I tried sturgeon for the first time. Last week.
Aren't they like...
It's like a steak.
Endangered?
Well, steak, but
no.
It's white meat.
Protected?
No.
How was it?
There's no odor.
No.
There's the weirdest thing.
It's pretty lean, too.
Where'd you get sturgeon from?
Buddy
Vietnamese
of
folks.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. He goes fishing from...
You catch that shit in Alviso.
I see.
Yeah.
Sturgeon's really good. It's like swordfish.
Interesting. I've had swordfish before. Good meaty fish.
The texture of it raw looks weird, but when you cook it, there's just no smell.
That's just if it's pretty fresh, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually, like, even salmon has some hint.
Mm-hmm.
But that one, you can just eat it.
You're not a big fish guy, huh, Aaron?
I like fish, but they have to be grilled and cooked, yeah.
Like a tuna steak?
Yeah. I like salmon. Love salmon.
Mm-hmm. You guys tried my fucking baked salmon?
I don't know that I have.
I don't think so.
But I
do my own horn, but damn.
I like sockeye. I know not everyone likes sockeye, but like
tuna.
For some reason, I just...
Salmon, my bad. Sockeye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... It's technically healthier than, you know...
If you want the healthiest one is trout.
Trout, yeah. Trout's good.
It looks exactly like fucking salmon.
Halibut.
What is it?
Halibut's all good.
Mong chong?
Monkfish?
No,
Long John's.
Mong chong.
Long John's fish sticks.
It's like a deep sea fish. That was pretty good.
Mong chong?
Looks absolutely hideous.
From where?
I'm going to have to Google this.
In Hawaii. Mong and chong. When I had it was
like a blobfish?
It's like cod. Yeah, kind of.
That's ling cod.
I don't know. Oh. I just know it's mong chong. And it was really good.
Have you tried, what's that called? Mukufumu?
That's it?
It's
Momofuku?
Yeah.
That's a restaurant, right?
Oh, it's like a pompano, kind of.
Mm-hmm. But bigger. Wait, Momofuku is a restaurant.
Oh, the one. What is that pufferfish called?
Oh,
fugu.
Fugu.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Close enough.
I had it in Japan.
No, I haven't been able to experience that yet. But I want him to make it a little extra spicy, if you know what I mean. You know,
the danger.
The danger. I want to be.
I want the chef not certified to serve that.
Exactly. Give me
after one bite, you should go.
A little anaphylactic shock, baby.
A little, yeah. Your lip and your throat gets numb. Are you sure this is fish?
Huh.
Mong chong. I never had that.
Yeah.
It was good.
It's a white fish, right? Like white.
Yeah.
How'd you know it looked ugly?
I searched it up. I was like, I've never heard of this fucking fish.
You had a restaurant there?
Yeah. And I had it with some like capers.
Oh, shit.
And just like a...
So it's not Hawaiian style. It's like French.
Yeah, I guess. And it had one of those... like baby asparagus?
Mm-hmm. Asparagus?
I don't know what it's called, but it's like water asparagus. It's technically a kelp.
Mm. Well,
I guess it was good, dude.
I went in Rome, right?
I gotta try that.
When I asked, they apparently farm it here in NorCal. I was like, I don't know any bit. The first time I ever tried it.
Bro, they're farming fish out here in California.
I had it in Maui, so 2 years ago.
But that's an island.
I know.
There's water everywhere.
I'm saying. Just don't eat the lobster bisque at AutoZone.
Bro, I had lobster bisque at New England Lobster Company. And I got food poisoning. But then again,
I tried that place too.
You should have sent him a letter.
I never get food poisoning from there. It might have been the ravioli I got from Costco, which I use the bisque as a sauce.
Mm.
So it might be the ravioli.
Mm, I see.
Yeah.
You know, I had lobster tail for the first time, and maybe I didn't put enough butter on it, but I wasn't impressed.
Did you make it yourself?
No.
Okay, then they might have overcooked it.
Yeah, it was kind of like not good. The abalone he had prepared was great, but the lobster did not.
Beat the shit out of that.
Beat the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. You just said he fingered it a lot.
Take it off the shell.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, because he like, you know, the shell was still there and then like it was like coming out the top, I guess. But I just wasn't a fan. Ed, if you prepare lobster for me, I'll pay you for this. I'll give it another shot.
I can make you a lobster roll.
Okay, cool.
You like that shit?
Yeah, who doesn't, dude?
It's like $10.
Me, apparently.
It's $10 a tail. It's not fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Yo, what?
We just have to get the right rolls.
Mm. Like, I'll go fly to Maine.
I think it's a potato fucking roll.
Mm.
Well, I'll fly to Maine and get some.
You guys like it dressed?
What does that mean?
Like all dressed?
Sure.
Like with mayo and dill and all that shit?
Yeah.
It's like a salad? Or you like it naked and you just put salt and butter on it?
I don't think I would like dressed. It naked. I want.
We should try both then.
I like it naked.
Just have one naked and one head dressed.
I like mine undressed.
Okay.
No, I like the little tease, you know?
Yeah, I want a little shell in there for bite.
I want to see an ankle first.
Ooh. Your petticoat.
The desire sometimes is more than the, you know.
What?
What?
Finish that statement?
Nope. I actually agree with you. This is why I'm single.
Always hungry?
Always hungry, but never satisfied.
Oh!
I got that dog in me.
Yeah, that dog.
Do you ever think about, like, oh, damn, I really fucking miss her?
Yeah.
Your ex?
Like Jackie right now? Oh.
Oh.
No, no. Hey, yo.
Yeah, I do. I think about that.
Hey, rub one out, then think about it again.
I still miss her. I.
Do you yearn?
I yearn, bro. I yearn.
For the mines?
Yeah. I yearn for the mines. My coworkers talk about being a coal miner. He's like, at least we're not coal miners. I told him, like, straight up, looked him in the eyes, like, Jason, I want to be a coal miner.
I think I got the black lung.
Were you calling him young?
Huh?
You want to be a coal?
I want to be coal.
Are you talking to a young man?
No.
He's going to be a coal miner.
Coal
miner. Oh, God.
Miner, I hardly know her.
Jesus.
Could you imagine if we were coal miners? That'd be a cool life, right? We'd all be black.
Why'd you start there? We get to the root of what
it's like that Andrew Schultz joke.
Huh?
It's like that Andrew Schultz joke. It's like, hey, blackface, not cool, right? Not cool. But you see Navy SEALs commercials, Dan, it's cool.
I see a coal miner. I think that's cool. Like this guy, his lungs are not going to make it past 23.
You're past 23 already.
Exactly. I'm past my prime.
You peaked.
I peaked. But I haven't crashed.
By being a coal miner really sucks.
Yeah, it does. It does. Horrible working conditions.
Be a coal miner or get conscripted?
What?
Conscripted. Like, you know, like Wayne's going to be when Taiwan fights China.
Yeah,
that's never going to happen.
We'll see.
I'm not going back there.
I'd probably be a coal miner. I like dark spaces.
Same thing with conscription. You'd be in the trenches.
That's true. That's true. But, you know, at least you're not getting shot at.
Knock on wood. Yeah, bring your what's the bird you have?
Oh, canary.
Yeah,
exactly.
Gas leaks.
Gas leaks. Yeah. Oh shit! Jim's dead again. Because I just canary keep naming the bird Jim.
Oh.
Oh.
Damn it.
But I, you know, pickaxes are pretty cool. To me, that'd be a fun life.
I don't think they use pickaxes anymore.
No, they definitely do now.
Dude, I'm gonna do it manual, bro.
Manual?
Yeah, three pedals.
Manual probably doing this.
Manual,
yeah, manual.
They do a better job than you.
That's true. Oh man, probably take no breaks.
Yo, if we had, I don't know, just gonna. If we had Mexicans working in the coal mines.
They probably do.
No, I think our world would be in a lot worse place.
Why?
Because they would get the coal a lot faster and we're burning fossil fuels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Faster and sooner and more efficient.
Yeah. With a lot more beer.
Just drinking fucking beers in the fucking mine.
Exactly.
Corotas.
The Irish were the same exact people. They didn't have personality.
Yo, we get some.
Technically, my ancestors were coal miners, but they didn't know it. Because they were blowing out mountains for the railroads.
If you could get some sort of like Chinese, Mexican, Irish hybrid going on, that would be an unstoppable.
That's literally just Mexican.
That's what my kids are going to be.
Chinese, Irish, Mexicans. Yeah. Okay. Could you imagine how much shit they would get done? Intelligent, hardworking, alcoholic.
You know, a lot of Chinese manufacturers are moving to Mexico because of the high tariffs.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a lot of more.
I mean, there's already Chinese. A lot of Mexicans in, I mean, not Mexican, Chinese in Peru.
But even more.
Mm. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
I sense it's fine. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
He's not there.
Yeah. Don't bother me.
Hey, I'm taking his jobs.
Well, the thing is, all right, Mexico's number one economy is
the Mercedes-Benz
remittances.
Remittances?
Yeah. People that come here mm-hmm. and they send the money down there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And second is tourism.
What's third?
I don't know.
Cartel.
Probably. Mm. So about time they start doing some industry shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, dude. I'm just like, fuck.
All right. Well, I mean, like, German cars are made in Mexico, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Audis are.
Toyota, too, right?
No.
No, they're made in Tennessee and Kentucky.
Texas.
Yeah, and Texas for the Tundra.
Keep it American.
Yeah, Tundra's more American than the Ford F-150 because that one's made in Canada.
That's fucking weird.
And I don't know.
BMW is also made in America.
It's North Carolina.
Yeah.
Or South. One of the Carolinas. Can we just...
No.
What?
It's separate. I like North Carolina.
Okay, I'm what still, about Dakota?
I'm still... Dakotas are fine. I just want to call it Dakota. You're right.
Yeah, like...
That's just South Canada.
That's true. But I don't... So I told you guys earlier, I don't recognize Canada as a country, right? So...
Yeah, it's just a big fancy hat for America.
Exactly.
Or United States, my bad.
Do you guys know how long Alaska is?
I don't think that's a thought that's crossed my mind.
I know so how big it is. I don't know how long it is. I know how big it is.
So I was just looking at the islands, you know, that how they stretch out?
Yeah, it goes to Russia.
The taint of Alaska.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, where does it stop? And Bear I was zoomed in, I was looking at the islands, and I was like,
oh, and do you
I've
do
been
that
doing
often?
This for a minute.
Do you?
Yeah,
do
I do
that
often.
I love opening up Google Maps, yep, finding like finding islands, shit, yeah. The randomest islands, like, oh, this one's not named. Is it for sale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, where's Epstein Island? Speaking of which, a new billionaire bought Epstein. Yeah.
Nice.
Here we go again.
No, he's trying to make it a resort now.
What sort of resort?
I'm assuming legal. He works in the resort business.
Disneyland.
Oh, Disneyland. Yo, Walt Disney copped?
It's Disneyland.
More kids
edition.
Going to the island.
Oh, God.
Disneyland.
Right. So then I was looking at
Alaska.
How long Alaska
the
is.
The Bering Sea.
Straight. And it's the same thing for Hawaii, because Hawaii doesn't have like...
Eight islands, yeah.
Just the main islands, but there's more.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like a lot more.
But then I consider like...
Yeah, it's not...
They're just rocks, right?
Pretty much. I mean, there's a landing strip on one of them.
Isn't there like one island that's just... You can't go to it?
Yeah, Midway?
Yeah, it's like privately owned.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. But it's like a sub-island.
Well, yeah, it got sucked.
No. It got sucked.
Barry Ellison, owner of Oracle... Has an island right off of Maui. It's mm-hmm. the one that crosses Molokai.
Yeah.
Can you paddleboard there?
Do you guys... I like paddleboarding. It's fun. It's a very relaxing activity on a lake.
I've never tried it. I'm too top heavy.
Nah, it's fine. Just sit down on it.
Go on my knees? I never bend a knee.
Like what happens if you're paddleboarding and then a wind gust pushes you off course?
Well, fuck it. You're Tom Hanks
you
now.
Paddle. Like, just go back to the course.
And you have
lay down, so it's less fucking surface area for you.
And a little volleyball comes around.
I for sure get lost.
Yeah. Island's right in front of you, huh?
Well, I don't get seasick, so I should be fine.
Do you think you could be able to last a long time on a paddleboard in the ocean?
No, on an island? Yeah, probably, but not a paddleboard.
Okay. It's like you know that story, like that one fisherman dude, right? Who spent like 2 years at sea because his boat got stuck in a storm and just yeeted him into the ocean.
Damn.
Yeah, he was there with somebody else, right? I want to say like a couple months through, that other guy kind of just gave up on life and was like, I'm done. And then he just kind of lived by himself on a boat until he luckily
eat him?
Huh?
Did he eat him?
I don't remember if he said he ate him or he tossed him overboard. I would have ate him.
How did he survive?
Straight
though?
To cannibalism.
So he would catch. Yeah, he would catch fish and birds that would like land next to him, and for water because it's the ocean and rains a lot too. He would get water like that.
Hmm. Oh, I played that game, Ref.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude.
Similar, very similar.
Yeah. It's called Survival IO.
You play that?
Yeah.
Is it fun?
Yeah. Play a new game now. So.
What are you playing?
I am playing Bullet Echo.
Blood Echo?
Bullet Echo.
Was that on your phone?
Yeah. Survival IO is also on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this Bullet Echo about? It's the cops.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah, Wayne, what is it about? Please.
Oh, it's just a... You can do... It's like single player, but you can also do multiplayer with other friends. You run around, get... The power-ups that are on the ground, ammo, and you just fight off enemies, different teams, and you just rank up.
Is it free? I'm down.
Yeah, it's free.
I just finished Jedi Survivor, so I gotta fucking.
Gotta get your game up.
Yeah, I get my game up, bro.
Daddy needs his fix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I don't find a game to play at home, that means I have to go out, and that costs money.
Mm. So, you know, I've become a little bit of a gamer myself. Yeah. But it's not a game you guys would probably like playing.
What is it?
I'll say this. Like,
chess?
Yeah, it's chess. I've been playing chess. And honestly, I'd be playing these, like, five-minute, like, lightning rounds against people on the internet, and my adrenaline gets pumping.
Clock?
Huh?
You have a clock?
Oh, yeah. It's on the chess app, right? So, like, they time you. Or there's timers. So, like, you know, you have 5 minutes. And this is the most excitement I've felt in years. I'm not even joking, bro. My adrenaline gets pumping off this shit. I'm just like, oh, shit. Yeah, knight to e4, bitch. Check.
It's like Harry Potter chess.
It's like Harry Potter chess, but it's not that exciting, but it gets the job done.
Yeah.
But what's up? You guys
trying
to...
Huh? What's your record?
My record? I'm not very good at it, but I've got like a 67% accuracy.
Accuracy?
Yeah. Because like they determine the moves you make and how accurate they are.
Oh, it's
like
not by wins.
Yeah, my wins are, I'm pretty like 50-50, I think. But
so how far away from your grandmaster?
I think I've got a 3-4 months, and then I'll be fucking playing with Magnus Carlsen himself.
Magnus Carlsen.
Yeah.
Then after that, you gotta beat the AI.
The AI. Fuck. Stockfish.
What are you playing right now, Aaron?
I play Dominoes and Monopoly.
Now you saw the Monopoly, huh?
Yeah, I've been on that shit. But I changed the rules here and there.
But do you play against other people?
Here, yeah. But I feel like the people that get on are just kind of very stubborn.
Fucking casuals.
Well, they either get like really, you know, people who just don't know how to play, or they know how to play, but they're not okay with losing.
Yeah, sore losers.
Yeah, nobody's okay with losing. They don't trade at all. I'm just like, well, what the fuck are we doing? This is going to take forever. Like, you got to be willing to just take a risk.
Mm-hmm.
For the sake of, like, you know, gentlemen's rules, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. That's a gentleman's game.
Yeah.
Are you still playing DMZ, bro?
Oh, yeah. I still play that, too. But I wish I played more, so.
Shit, let me know when you get on, bro. I miss that shit.
Yeah.
Has he gotten more sweaty?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, it's not friendly anymore at all. Because, I guess I think we can talk more about it after the podcast. A lot of changes.
You trying to play DMZ IRL, bro?
We do that every day.
Oh, no, I'm talking about we fly to South Korea, bro.
South Korea?
Because there's a DMZ between.
On the border, though.
Yeah, I know. We play over there.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I'll pass with flying colors.
It's going to be more exciting for
you. I'll probably get conscripted. Which have side? You done your 2 years? No, bitch.
You got to dress like Kim Jong-un, though.
No, I get shot.
And he had to bring the flag.
Like, hey, left, left, left. No more fighting.
And they go, oh.
No more fighting. Okay, open the borders.
Diplomacy.
We will be called Korea.
You're going to be Kim Jong-un's right-hand man.
A charisma 100.
I'm just there having fucking margaritas,
drinking Henny
with fucking Dennis with Rodman.
Oh man, I like the way he talks. That's what
that's
he sounds like.
Korean accent.
Shit,
my bad. I don't know.
Y'all ever watch those North Korean YouTube videos?
What? No.
Which one?
People not. People have like jaws that they don't actually do anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And just like, I don't know. It looks so empty.
I've seen the tourist videos.
Yeah. I've seen like the computer lab video where they're like on the internet, but not really.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, they're just kind of like clicking on shit on a computer, running like Windows 93.
I've been thinking about 95.
It's Windows earlier. XR.
XR.
I've been mainly watching fucking. Drone videos from Ukraine. The homemade drones with the homemade mortars.
Uh-huh.
So they drop it on fucking Russian troops.
Jeez. Like I forgot that was like still going on.
Just go all the way down. I'm like, God damn. And they're using the ones that you could buy at Best Buy. Like DJIs and shit like that. I'm like, and they strap a fucking homemade. It's literally like a grenade with a nail at the bottom. They tape it so it's like impact.
Wow.
I'm like, damn.
What's the release mechanism for that?
Fucking click and then boom. That's it.
Hey, oh man.
I know it's like not trying to get too political here, but the firearms they use in the Ukraine war are using the firearms from like World War II.
That's the Russian side, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But also the Ukrainian side. I mean, the AKs.
They shit costs expensive, man.
Mm.
But they make their own like 50 cal guns like out of like pipes and shit like that. Like, what the fuck?
Oh,
there was that there was that video on Instagram where a guy who's taking like a video selfie of him, and then he hears a mortar, yeah, and he like, shoo. Yeah,
he ducks and then fucking dust everywhere,
and it shot right next to him.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. His ears are probably ringing still now.
Damn. So World War III happens. What are you guys gonna do?
I'm signing up for the coal mines. I think we established this. Hey, someone's got to power those boilers on those steamships.
Yeah, power those fucking missiles with coal.
Steam powered.
Oh, just straight up coal. I just fucking shoving it. It's like
like that scene in Titanic.
Yeah.
I think last resort I would go to Mexico.
Oh, so you can get the telegram.
The telegram.
Oh my god.
That was a World War II reference.
Yep. Is there the telegram?
Yeah, there we go.
I got it. Don't worry.
Okay, good, good, good.
I'll probably go back to Indonesia for sure. We're too small of a country for anybody to notice.
I think if I went back to India, I'd still be fighting. Just with the British rather than under them.
You'd be like, Mom! Fighting your mom.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, we're well over the conscription.
No, we're not.
Yeah, 30 and over.
No, I think it's 45.
No, it's not.
For the draft.
I think Taiwan is 35, something like that. Or something. I have no idea.
Wayne, you're fucked.
Doesn't matter. I'll go back to with my American passport. Yeah,
I'll just be in the fucking ships cooking.
Just like George Constanza's dad.
Yep. Get everyone sick.
Yeah, get everybody sick so we can go back to port so we don't have to fight. Let's go!
That's a big brain move right there.
You know, we're all going to be on the same ship.
Oh, it's going to be a shit show. We're going to be doing a podcast on the ship.
Everyone gets like the shitty food and we meet up with Ed in the back.
Let me get that lobster tail, dude.
Hey, I got some ahi. You want some ahi? Yeah.
It's going to be fresh.
You're just like reeling it in as you're talking.
You see me in the back of the boat with a fucking fishing pole? Try and catch dinner.
So you have a charcoal grill somehow, fanning it.
You get the coal from Marvin.
Nah, it's just gonna taste nasty, bro.
Nah, dude, that's cultured.
No.
The grill's gonna be nuclear powered.
Then come back with a beer and a canary on my shoulder, just dead.
Jim, again? Oh my god.
Yeah, I think we'd be fucked if we all get cursed.
Yeah, yeah, we'd be fucked.
Just our generation. That's just us.
It's gonna be on TikTok.
The Ukraine Russian war is on TikTok right now. It's fucking nuts.
Can you just imagine Russian soldiers dancing?
TikTok dancing?
Just kidding.
And then a drone strike.
Jeez, all right, fucking gnarly. We're gonna end it there.
Drone strikes.
Thank you all for listening. Last Call Garage, Season 6, Episode 7. All of our socials are in the description of where you're listening to.
Where are we listening to these?
It could be Apple. Could be Stitcher. Or
Podnod.
Podnod. It could be
Podtato.
Podtato? I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, no.
PogChamp.
Hey, copyright.
Find our handle for Discord, Last Call Garage, lastcallgarage@gmail.com for topic suggestions, feedback. You know, to do with the reviews, 5 out of 5 stars. And just check on your friends, making sure that they're prepared for World War III.
Yeah, or coal.
Check their gallbladders, too.
Yes.
Pour one out up for Samir.
Very important.
Sandeep, thank you for joining our Discord.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I seen it.
Good night.
Good night.